All right. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We are live in the Skyline studio here, and we're here until 4. We're going to talk about being an expert on something specific, and we're also going to talk about Three Floyds is closed, and we're also going to talk about what you want for your first post stay at home meal, and much more. 312-981-7200 is the phone number if you want to join us. Okay, so I'm sure you've heard about this. It's been talked about and shown on TV. There is an attorney in Florida who dresses up like the Grim Reaper to visit beaches and let people know that it's not a good idea to be out on the beaches during the pandemic. His name is Daniel Uhlfelder, and he's on with us right now. Daniel, how are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Pretty good. Pretty good. Now, so you are an attorney and you're an advocate for public beaches. Talk a little bit about that first.
Yes. For the past couple years, I've been working very hard to get public beaches open to all Floridians, and with the group that I represented and an entity that we started, and that was been working on for a couple of years, and because Florida has had some challenges from very wealthy landowners in our area, like Mike Huckabee and others who have tried to privatize and keep the public off our beaches. So that's been something I've been fighting for tooth and nail for the last couple of years, definitely. Mm.
How did that turn out with Huckabee?
Well, Mr. Huckabee, yes, Mr. Huckabee, Mike Huckabee, he actually lives down about a mile or so down from my office, and as part of the dispute we were having, he has a Twitter page, and he, as many of you know, and he has a large following, and one of his people, I guess he has a joke coach, had put out last year a request for a suggested Secret Service code name, and so I jokingly said, "Beach Thief," it's a joke. And so in response to, I mean, I'm a lawyer, and I also, as an attorney, you kind of have to have a sense of humor. And I thought it was kind of funny, but he didn't think it was very funny, apparently. So he filed a bar complaint against my license in the Florida bar. Hmm. So as part of that, my battle for the public beaches has not been without a lot of opposition with wealthy people, powerful people like him. So I said, well, these people are coming after me. It doesn't seem like they're going to stop, and I've done nothing wrong. So why don't I just publicize my bar complaint? So I released the bar complaint that he filed, and at that time, I had 400 Twitter followers. Once it got out to the press that weekend, I went up to 75,000 Twitter followers.
Wow.
I guess that many people apparently like what I was doing and or just don't like Mike Huckabee. So that's kind of how I started getting this social media following, where now I have 140,000 Twitter followers, and I just started using Twitter a few months ago. So that's a little bit of that story.
Are most of your followers in Florida?
They're really all over. Yeah. It's all over the world. It's I've been, once I got that following that kind of increased, I was thinking about what can I do with this. All these people appreciate my fighting for beaches and fighting against powerful people like Mr. Huckabee. So I started a PAC in February to support certain candidates. And then 2 weeks later, the pandemic hits hardcore. And that's kind of from there, I started, rather than, which is a little confusing to people, like my son says, you're wanting to open the beaches, now you want to close the beaches. I'm like, yeah, I know it's a little confusing, but this is just a temporary step. I just I love our beaches, and I want everybody to use our beaches. So this request to temporarily close our beaches is really just a temporary thing. So that's kind of how we got to that. But, yeah, in terms of the pandemic, I did a lot of effort. I sued the governor of Florida to get him to do a stay-at-home order. I went to the beaches in a hazmat suit to get people to stay home. And ultimately, the governor of Florida was just not doing the right thing. So I said, well, what do I got to do to get my message across? And so I said, maybe I should wear a Grim Reaper suit to the beach. And that's what
What you've been doing.
Florida is, as you know, heavily reliant on tourism.
Yeah.
And but our unemployment system in Florida for payment is the worst in the country. And he's just been, you know, slammed for that. And people are not getting paid. It has the largest backlog in the country. So people, and it's horrible. People are not getting, they can't feed, you know, they're not getting paid and they're not getting what they need. And you know, they don't have the savings. So there was a huge pressure to reopen the beaches. And he and that's what's happened. So, so for me to get my message across, I said, well, this is a deadly virus. I mean, I've tried the hazmat suit. That worked temporarily. I sued the governor. You know, he threatened me after I did that. And so I said, well, I guess death is calling to save people, you know. Yeah. So I'm wearing the Grim Reaper suit to save lives. It's a little weird. So.
Okay. Well, let's talk about that. Let's hold on a second, okay, Daniel?
Yeah.
Okay. Daniel Uhlfelder is here. He is the he's the Florida Grim Reaper. The beaches are open, and he doesn't think they should be open during this pandemic, and he's taking it so far that he's dressed up in a Grim Reaper costume and walks around on the beaches and tells people they probably shouldn't be out there. And we'll talk more with Daniel right here on 720 WGN. All right. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, and we are live in the Skyline studio here until 4 o'clock on a Thursday morning. And we're talking with Daniel Uhlfelder, who is the guy who dresses up like the Grim Reaper and goes to the Florida beaches to inform people that they probably shouldn't be out there and is not happy about the fact that Florida has reopened their beaches. And this is his form of protesting. And Daniel, welcome back.
Thank you.
So what, you know, when you do this, how often do you do it?
Well, I've done it, I've made three day visits. One on May 1st, I went to four beaches. May 8th, the next week I went to one, and then this past weekend I went to another. So I've been to five or six beaches in a couple of weeks, you know.
Mm-hmm. And what is
I still have my day job, so I have to, I'm still a lawyer.
Right.
I'm still famous. So... Because I got a tight schedule, so I try to make it work.
Well, what is the reaction of the people who are on the beach when you come up?
Well, I mean, it's a mixed reaction. I mean, the first day, I got some people, some detractors, and I don't remember all what they said, you know, but they were not all happy. I mean, I think more people know I'm out there, and so, I mean, I don't, you know, last Saturday, I didn't really get a lot of flack, but... It's a mixed bag, but I mean, I think nobody's been violent or, you know, people have said things, but it doesn't bother me, you know, but the people that have all over the world, you know, who aren't on the beach and the people that are in the medical field and the people that are, have family members that have gotten sick, they're so thankful. I mean, I get emails and calls from people all over the world and it's just really encouraging and it's something that motivates me to keep doing it, even though some people don't like what I'm doing.
And so are actually people are there less people on the beach now because of you? Has there been an effective thing going on?
I don't know. I don't know. I haven't really measured to see how it's changed. I mean, I don't know.
Okay.
But I hope people are being, and it's not just necessarily being on the beach. It's what our area where we live, where I live in North Florida, it's a, you know, we have like 60,000 full-time residents, but we have like 4 million annual visitors from like Louisiana, and, you know, Ohio, and, you know, Georgia and Alabama. And, you know, we're like a day drive from a lot of part of the country. And so these people come in and, from areas that are, you know, either quarantined or hot spots, and we have limited infrastructure for to handle this. So, and since I started this, you know, about a week or two ago in our small county, we had 30 cases. Now we have 90 cases. Mm. We had no deaths a couple weeks ago. Now we have 6 deaths. So Florida, we have over 2,000 deaths in Florida that are reported, you know, over 45,000 cases, and we really never have been closed in Florida. So Governor DeSantis is just buckling to pressure from, you know, his Mr. Trump and some other of his, you know, supporters to basically make people choose between, you know, health and income, and it's just not fair, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. So, where did? By the way, where did you get the Grim Reaper costume? Did you go to a costume store to get it? Or?
Well, yeah. First, I ordered one from Walmart, and it came, and it was kind of like just looked like a Halloween costume, and it was really hot. And so, because I have a lot of social media followers and a lot of commenters, and a lot of them said, my detractors said, "Well, I hope the Grim Reaper gets a heat stroke on the beach." I'm like, I don't want that. So
yeah.
I have a friend of mine, and I called and I said, I need two things. I need an authentic, you know, looks like a Grim Reaper suit, because the one I got now looks just like a Halloween suit. And two, I don't want to die. She goes, yeah. Well, I can make a really good one, and I'll make it out of linen. So it is extremely comfortable. It's light. It's agile. I mean, I could sleep in it. It's so comfortable. So
yeah.
So if you're going to get a Grim Reaper outfit for beaches, I would definitely go with linen.
Well, yeah, the last thing you want to do is be, you know, is have heat stroke in on a beach in Florida. You know what I, you know what I mean?
Yeah, as a Grim Reaper. You don't want the real Grim Reaper picking you up.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. What do you say to people when you actually approach them on the beach?
Well, the Grim Reaper is pretty, you know, he doesn't speak a lot. He lets his attire and his aura speak for him. So he doesn't do a lot of talking. I mean,
yeah.
So people kind of say things, and you know, I think with the outfit and the people in the area kind of knowing about him, it, you know, he's not really there to tell people anything, I think. But people talk to him, and you know, he wishes them well, and but it's something I hope to not be doing much longer, but it's just with the deaths rising and our areas opening, you know, without any, we don't have adequate sweat testing, we don't have contact tracing, we don't have the infrastructure, and our governor is really running victory laps. You know, as of today, he's saying we're doing great, but the number, we're having issues with the accuracy of our numbers, and I'm just, you know, I'm concerned. My whole family lives here. My parents, it's just my parents are in their 70s, and they can't hug my kids.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just very, I never would have ever imagined that this would be something I'd be doing. I mean, I'm just a regular guy.
Yeah.
You know, two kids, wife, you know, just a little, it sounds crazy. I mean, it sounds crazy to be walking, but I mean, I don't know. People are not taking it seriously down here. Nobody wears masks down here, really. Nobody social distances. It's a joke. People think it's a joke down here, and
yeah.
So it's really sad.
Yeah. Well, if you got to go to measures like this for people to maybe wake up, I don't blame you for what you're doing. It's a little unorthodox, but you know, if you have to go that far to make people realize what's going on, then you know, good for you. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, I've had to sue, because I sued the governor. I did a social media campaign. So I mean, this has been a progression over 2 months. Of efforts of unrelenting work to try to get our governor and our leadership to do the right thing, and it's come to this, and it's just a sad state of affairs that, you know, the wealthiest country in the world can't provide for its citizens for a few months so we can get this under control.
Yeah.
Instead, we have to open our tours. I mean, Florida. Yeah, beaches are what bring people here.
Yeah.
But Disney's closed. The beaches, our schools are closed. You know, the governor's office is closed. But the beaches, which draw millions of people from all over the world, are open. And it's just a math. It's just the more people come in, the more it's gonna increase.
Yeah. You're doing like a tour of sorts at different beaches in Florida. Is that right?
Yeah. Well, after I did the first day of May 1st, I got requests from people all over the country, all over the world, people in California, you need to come here and there. And people calling me from Jacksonville, from Tampa. So we planned a Florida Grim Reaper tour to go throughout beaches in Florida. So, I've already done three. I mean, I guess I'm the only tour that's actually the only band that's touring this time. Everyone else. So we're planning to go to other beaches in Florida to spread the message, and it's it's really hard for me to see people not do, like, wear a mask or do social distance. I mean, it's not that much to ask to take little actions for other people, and that's it's so hard to see. And I have to wear a costume like this to bring this. It's just really, but I'm not giving up. I mean, I can't give up at this point.
Yeah. Now, I understand that there are a few copycats out in California who've been walking around in Grim Reaper costumes. Have you seen that?
Yeah, there's some in California. I've seen there's some in Florida and Texas, and they're propping up all over.
Yeah.
I mean, there's some that went to Tallahassee with some body bags, and there's some that went to Texas. There's some in California. Yeah, I've seen cartoons about it.
Are you? You've got to be kind of surprised at how big this has gotten, right? And happy, right?
Well, I mean, I wish I didn't have to do this.
Right.
I never anticipated that it would go this far, but there's something that is resonating with people that people are interested in. And I don't want just people to be interested in this story. I mean, I want people to think about it and say, hey, well, maybe we should get our leadership to take care of people's, employment situation.
Yeah.
So they don't have to choose, because there's people, that are really hurting in this economy, and they're having to make decisions about, well, I'm not getting my unemployment, I'm not getting my benefits, so I need to go work at a restaurant where nobody's wearing a mask.
Yeah.
I got to go work at a place here where there's no precautions, and I may get sick, and we have, it's just, I appreciate the interest, but I really want people to do something about it.
That's what it's all about. Well, Daniel, you're a good man. God bless you for what you're doing and the concern that you have and the work that you're doing. I really admire that. Thank you, Daniel.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Take care. Daniel Uhlfelder. It's an unusual thing, but his heart is in the right spot, and this guy's fighting to make things right and to help us through this. And he's dressing up like the Grim Reaper. If he's got to do that, he's got to do that. His heart is such in the right place. Great guy. Daniel Uhlfelder is an attorney in the Florida Grim Reaper. Interesting to talk to him. All right. It's Nick DiGilio on 720 WGN.